Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are forever grateful for you choosing us out of all of the podcasts out there. We really hope that something is said that will motivate and inspire you to live your dreams, whatever that may be, whether it's starting a new business, going back to school, or just becoming a better you. I hope that we are helping you make your dreams become your reality. So I hope you enjoy the show. Please don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. Your feedback makes us better. So thanks again for checking us out. Hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. After a small break, we are back in the studio. How are you, Antonio?
Oh, you know me. I'm spectacular. Always having a good day. This is Christmas time. We're trying to pump out some good episodes for these guys to listen to during the holidays. I don't even care about if people are going to listen. We're going to have it out there. Because somebody out there like me and Tempest loves podcasts, wants to be able to sit back, listen, and eat some sweet potato pie if you're in the South. I have no idea what you guys do in the North. But shame on you.
I think they eat sweet potato pie.
Well, these are smart people then, because I was just going to say shame on you. Outstanding. I'm not a pecan. My wife loves pecan pie. I am the sweet potato pie guy. Give me all of my calories and sugar, and please. Sorry, I went off on a sweet potato pie tangent, but I know I got something coming tomorrow. So, okay. I totally went left field, but sweet potato pie, I do that to you.
Is this Aunt Lucy?
Oh, yeah. She's going to take care of me real good. So that's my Aunt Lucy, guys, or Aunt Lucy. That's where it's found. So Aunt Lucy, she actually adopted me when I was 14. I just call her Aunt Lucy. It's just something I just do. It's just something I just do. And ever since when I was 14, they came and they had sweet potato pies and stuff. And so I never had anything growing up because I was homeless from 6 to 14. And so one day I walked into a kitchen, you know, at my grandmother's house, and I was like, you know, kind of sad. I was like, hey. And I pulled a sweet potato pie off to the side, and I didn't get to eat it because, you know, everybody ate it. Now, I'm from a traditional, African-American family, so when we get together, we get together. You know, it's 40-something people in the house. And so nothing is surviving, not toilet paper, not cheese, not sweet potato pie. By the time it's done, 5 trash cans are full. We're driving to some neighborhood or some commercial dumpster to throw something away illegally because we can't put anything in the trash can, right? So certainly sweet potato pie isn't going to make it. She looked at me and she said, baby, you won't ever have to worry about that again. And ever since then, she has made me 2 sweet potato pies on my own since I've been 14 years old. I'm 34 now. That's 20 years. And she has never. And I went off to the Army, and I was in Missouri and other different places. And when I came back, my sweet potato pies was there. She has kept that promise. And so it's a big deal. So sweet potato pies, not only are they good, but now they have this little value. But for 20 years, I have never missed a sweet potato pie again off someone who adopted a grown 14-year-old boy. Some people are just awesome people. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
Yeah, what a heck of a way to start off the episode.
I know.
And that's our topic today, guys. Go on, get out of there. We'll see you later. Oh, no, I'm just joking. But then, you know what? That's so awesome, though, right? She is an amazing woman. She definitely, if I ever change the world, it'll be because of her. And you'd be surprised. I guess, you know, since it's holiday time, I can't help myself but to do this. You'd be surprised what one act of kindness can do for somebody's entire life. Sweet potato pie, inexpensive to make. Takes a little elbow grease, a little sweat to do. But it saved my life because I've never received such an act of kindness at such a for the first 14 years of my life. And 14 years, like, that's nothing. But 14 years, that was 100% of my life. And I never received any act of kindness like that I can remember. So you'd be surprised how one hug of save somebody away from suicide. So this holiday season, while you're enjoying yourself, remember that everybody is not enjoying themselves. Some people are. Depression is very sneaky. Right? You can hide behind a smile and truly have a frown. Cook somebody a sweet potato pie or whatever your equivalent is and change somebody's world. 20 years later, they'll be talking about you on a podcast. All right, let's get started, Tessa. You're going to make me cry. Now, I'm not going to make me cry, but you get what I'm saying. Everything's awesome. Are you crying?
Yeah. No.
Oh. All right, come on. That's just, what are we talking about today? I actually don't know the episode. I remember I told you to pick something that you felt good about.
So yeah, I picked something, and then you went on that little tangent, so I'm going to change it.
Well, go ahead, change it. Doesn't matter to me.
It's not about sweet potato pie, but you mentioned something. Whatever. So today we're going to talk about overcoming your past, because you just talked about, you know, when you were a kid, and then now look where you are. So that I was originally going to go with that, but then I was like, no, let's do something else. But now I'm going to go back to overcoming your past.
That makes sense. Are you crying now?
No, I'm not crying.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a crier. I know it's like I'm looking for that Oprah moment where we can zoom in on you with our audio ears, because we can't really see you. Well, you know, we can zoom in on you, and then the camera, you know. So you're not crying yet? Okay, we need you to cry. Cry. Cry.
I don't want to cry.
But it's happy tears. Happy tears. Happy tears. Okay, yeah, so overcoming the past. Sure. Hit me with something.
Hold on, because I think I have notes.
Oh, okay. Well, she has notes. She has notes. So I'm going to procrastinate a little bit while she's picking up her notes. It is the holiday time. Isn't this the most wonderful time of the year? Come on. Listen, if you've gotten to this podcast and you're depressed, get out of it. Depression doesn't make you look good. It doesn't make you smell good. It's just not fun. Let's be happy. Positive, positive, positive vibes. The law of attraction demands of you positivity. If you want a positive life, we still need to do that series of episodes. Maybe we'll do it so. Maybe we'll do it so. Stay happy, because you are so worthy to be happy. You really are. So even though that was a procrastination, it was a great procrastination. So I'm sure she has some notes now. If not, we're just going to roll with it.
Yeah, I have notes. We can still roll it if you want.
We can do both. You can roll. You can ask me a question while you're looking for the notes. And let's go with it. I'm ready.
Okay, so I feel like you're like one of the best people to talk about this with, because if you haven't picked up Antonio's book, yes, I'm doing a plug.
I appreciate you.
You should go pick it up. Keep Walking, How God Works Through My Logic. It's available everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, if you're on the iBook store, probably at your local bookstore. And if they don't have it, you should request that they get it. But anyway, the book talks about basically overcoming your past. So I don't want to give it away, but I have to kind of give it away. So your parents became addicted to drugs and basically ended up homeless, and not homeless like, I don't know, I think we kind of glamorize homeless when people say that. They think you just didn't have a place to stay, so you're like kind of bed hopping. No, like you were homeless, like literally on the street. So you talk about you lived in a trash can and went to school, and like nobody knew, from like 6 to 14, you were homeless. And now you are a husband, you have kids, you are a multi-business owner, you're a pastor, you're an author, you're a best-selling author, you just graduated with your master's in theological studies. Like, you're doing all these great things. So if no one has overcame their past, it's definitely you. So how do you go from a trash can, literally, to a business owner?
Yeah, no doubt. So I'll try to rank these, or maybe I won't. I'll just list them. You just have to realize that things happen. I know that's so terrible to say, but it's the truth. Let me give you an example. So people say, well, you know, nobody knew you was homeless. This is the truth. But people actually did know. And so it depends on nobody knew who cared. Nobody who cared knew, or who would have cared. And the people who did know didn't care enough to fix my situation. So here's an example of how somebody knew. One day I wake up late. I'm sleeping in this church. When I was growing up homeless, it was the 80s. So the doors to the church were literally always open. That was actually an expression that we say in church. But they really were. This was before alarms. You know, this was before people would break into churches and steal out of the donation jar the paintings off the wall. You know, this is, it's a different world now. But
right.
It was literally open.
Definitely.
You got, yeah, when it was raining, you can open up a church and sleep right there in the lobby or the foyer or whatever it was. You really could. And I did. It was this, I don't know if it's Lutheran church, but it's on, and I'm from Galveston, Texas, so it's on 39th and K in Galveston, 39th and K or L, one of those places, a little green church. Anyway, so and our school was about half a mile away. I wake up late one day, and I jump up, and I put on my backpack that I had for the years or whatever, and I'm walking to school. And I actually got pulled over walking. And I tell, now here I am, I'm walking to school because I'm late.
Is it a Catholic church?
Nah,
sorry.
It's like a Lutheran church or something. Oh, no, Episcopal. It's a, are you Googling it? Yeah, no, you do that. Yeah, what's the name of the, what do you got? That's pretty awesome. I'll tell you, if you hit me with the name of it, I'll tell you the name of it while you're doing it. But I'll tell you, because I want people to know that this is an accurate story. But I'm walking to school with this backpack, and this officer pulls me over. And he's like, what you doing, young man? I'm like, oh, I'm headed to school. And he's like, get in the car. And then he takes me, and I get a ticket for truancy. And I have to spend this time in, detention or something. It was crazy. I'm, like, walking to school, and it was crazy. And so, and I'm very pro-officer. I'm very pro-police. I love the police. I'm a veteran, so I obviously love government officials. But it was crazy. It was crazy to think that I'm in trouble because I'm walking to school. But that was my life. My life was completely unfair. And so I had an option to go, well, now I got to get this ticket. Now I got to go to detention. Like, and so I'm missing school, which may not be a big deal to you. You got to understand, when you're homeless, school is two meals. So I got to starve now, be uncomfortable. And life is... Here I am trying to do the right thing, get out of my situation, and look, here's the deal. Things happen. And not to say that the officer was being mean. Maybe he was doing his job. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he didn't have coffee that morning. Or maybe he didn't believe me. It doesn't matter. Like, his motives, they just don't matter. What matters is things happen. And when you recognize that things happen, you stop crying about it. So if you want to get over your past, you just need to recognize that some stuff you just can't control. As much as we would love to have all control, you need to know that storms come. Like, you can't stop hurricanes. You can't stop earthquakes. You just prepare for it. And when you're in it, you just get through it. And if you cry or beat yourself up, implode from the inside about things that happened in your past, then you doom yourself to repeat more of those past situations. So, guys, if you're going to get over your past, you have to recognize that things happen. And guess what? You're not the only person that things are happening to. And I say this with the greatest of respect. I just need for you to understand that pain would make you think you're the only one going through. It's not true. But if you're there, you also have the strength to get out. Recognize things happen and figure your way out. Even if you have to smile your way out, fake your way out, fight your way out, whatever you do, get out. You may have gotten in against your will, but now you get out because of your will. The richest man of Babylon, George S. Clason. There's a story inside this book. The book is filled with stories of the ancient world. But I want to say it's Dapperdon. Daffodil. I can't remember his name right now. But I read the book twice a year. And he's a slave. And so the lady rescues him finally and lets him set him free. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, people are going to see me and I'm a slave. And she basically tells him, well, are you a slave? No. Were you born a free man? No. And then she hits him with this here. Well, clearly you were a slave in your head. Because if you weren't a slave in your head, you would have never became a slave in the real world. And there's a lot of truth. Actually, that's the most accurate thing that you can think of. More accurate thing I can say. If you're in your situation, whether it was on accident or not, or whatever you want to blame yourself on, or blame everybody else, if you're not defeated, then don't be defeated. If you're victorious, if you have a victorious mindset, no matter what's on the outside of you, you will win. And that's how you get over your past. If you are sitting in the middle of defeat, if you're listening to me right now on your commute or sitting over some sweet potato pie or whatever, and you're defeated, it's because you're defeated in your head. Stop. Don't be defeated in your head anymore. Just because your external circumstances suggest defeat, your internal circumstances should never suggest defeat. Your past is your past. It's not worthy of you anymore. It was simply a tool to get you where you want to be. And where you want to be should make you happy. Get over your past this way. I'm not letting your past dictate to who you are. Things happen. They did. You can't go back and change time. You can only change your future. I hope that answered that question.
Yeah, it answers the question. Like, I don't have any more questions just based on that answer.
Well,
wow.
Yeah. So I guess I'll just close the thoughts then, because and I'll try to touch a few more things. But yeah, I mean, listen, your past does not define you, but your perception does. How you view your past will define your future. Hear me well. Your past does not define you, but your perception of your past. Not only does it define you, it dictates where you're going. It dictates your attitude. And due to all of that, you will succeed or you will fail. And there's a winner in you. In fact, you were born to be a winner. You were not born for defeat. You're not born to lose. There's a story. And I'm not sure if I said on this podcast before, but if I did, just hear it again, because it's absolutely amazing. And I was telling somebody I mentored this year at a sushi bar a couple of weeks ago. There's a story of a Vietnamese tattoo artist, and he's tattooing an American soldier. He's tattooing an American soldier, and the American soldier says, I want this tattoo, and he points to the wall. And the Vietnamese tattoo artist looks at him and he says, really? You want that tattoo? He says, yes, I want this tattoo. Said, okay. Where you want it at? I want it on my neck. You want that tattoo on your neck where everybody can see it? Yeah, I want it on my neck. Come on, man. You can give me a tattoo. Okay, no problem. So he do the tattoo. And then the room is full of people waiting in line to get their tattoos. And they're watching. And the tattoo is in cursive writing, very simple, three words. Born to lose. And he puts it on his neck. And so the next guy getting a tattoo says, wow, why on earth would that guy put born to lose on his neck? And the Vietnamese guy looks up to the new guy getting a tattoo and he speaks in broken English. Before tattoo on neck was tattooed in mind. And there you have it. Before the guy manifested how he was a loser, how he was born to lose, before he ever physically got the tattoo, he had already tattooed in his mind that he was born to lose. Your past is a tattoo for you And how you tattoo it dictates on how you live. Your past, in my case, my past is, I did it. I got through it. Now we're going to help everybody else until the day I die not to go through it again. Now, if that takes me around the world doing it, I will. If that takes me around the city doing it, I will. I travel the country. I have a passport. Why? Because my past wouldn't allow me and wouldn't let me afford to go across city limits. Now, I'm so fueled by that, I'm trying to go across the world. That's what my past has done to me. I shared this with Tempest in a mentoring session that I was giving to her. I said, Tempest, you know what? I'm on a different level now mentally. I don't want my favorite restaurant to be in America. Remember that conversation, Tempest?
Yes.
And what was your reaction to that? Because you had a reaction. I didn't even know what I was saying, but your reaction made me realize I said something profound.
I don't remember exactly what I said, but I was like, I don't know, just like, what? What do you mean? Like, who thinks like that, I think? I don't know. I think I said something like that. Who thinks like that? What do you mean your favorite restaurant doesn't want to be in America? Like, where are you going to go? You know, like that, I don't know. I think that
exactly.
was my reaction.
Yeah, exactly. And that was my past. Since my past trapped me in one city in a trash can, I've just decided that my future would trap me inside this entire world, and the world will be mine. Not mine to conquer, but mine to experience. And when I describe my trash can in the book that I lived in, it's not even in a negative way. It's not even in a negative way. I describe it to you in the present. Here's my point. Your past does not define you unless your perception tells it to define you. How you perceive it is how you will, and I repeat, how you will live the rest of your life. Are you living a life worthy of you? If you are not, your past is damaging your future. Those are my final thoughts.
All right. There you have it, guys. That's this week's Brick by Brick. For more information about us, what we're doing, you can visit us at revtony.org, or you can email us at info@unchurchchurch.com. That email most likely will be changing soon. I mean, you can still use that, but I think we're going to add a new email. But whatever, we'll hash it out at a later date. You can tweet Antonio at Rev Tony WAU. That's RevTonyWAU. I think that's about it. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you think. We would love to hear from you. Before I go, I need to do a quick thing because I've been sitting here staring at this, and it has absolutely nothing to do with this episode. But I just want to say it just because. So
this makes this perfect.
This week, well, let me go back. So for the past 3 months, I've been struggling with picking out a planner for myself because I'm a person that likes to write things down, and I love my phone. So I realized I like to write. So, and then sometimes calendars doesn't work. So I want a planner. And 3 months, I struggled with picking a planner, and I finally got a planner. And it came the other day, and I'm super excited. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
I love it.
I'm excited about my planner.
No, I'm glad you did that, because that's the best way to close the podcast. Because I was actually thinking about changing our slogan, you know, to keep smiling, let's get on our face, on your face. I've been saying it for years, in 2009 or something. So I think I'm just going to start telling you, it's not original, but it's my mantra, positive vibes only. And so if your planner makes you feel good, share it.
It does.
Somebody out there. Yeah, would you say?
That it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, no, go ahead. You should say something exciting and positive. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'll just shout out my planner, because I was really struggling between the two, and I think I even talked to you about it, like in a most random conversation. But finally got my planner. It's called a Kit Life, KIT Life Planner. The Kit stands for keeping it together, and it's perfect. It's $55. I know some people are like, "Why you spent $55 on a planner?" But it's something that I really wanted and I really need it, and it does everything that I wanted to do. And it came quick, and they wrote like a little handwritten note thanking me for my purchase, which made it even better. So yeah, I just want to share that. And then I got another planner, a small one that I can carry around every day. But yeah, I'm excited about that, because I'm the type of person that gets excited about planners. So yeah, I just wanted to share my excitement with
That's excellent. So shout out
to Kit Life Girls, because they do an amazing job. Their customer service is amazing. I already didn't like the planner, the handwritten note and the way it was packaged carefully and pretty made it even better. So
nice. Well, let's put them in the show notes. We'll put them in the show notes. And we do that because we like positive vibes. We like to put people on, is what the hip hop crowd would say. We like to help people. All right, well, that's it. That's our show. She gave the information. Positive vibes only. That's what we do. Yay! The Tempest new planner. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. And good night.